Question 45 and 46 both focus on the beginning of what is referred to as the exaltation of Christ. We have been working our way through the humiliation of Christ, and it's proceeding a downward movement. And now we've come to the point where now we are moving upward. And so we are looking at the resurrection, Christ's victory over the grave and death. And so the question that is raised here in question number 45, what benefit, or you could say, what comfort do we receive from the resurrection of Christ? We confess this to be true, but what is the impact of the resurrection of Christ? We looked at this a couple weeks ago as we considered on Easter Sunday the resurrection. But again, let us be reminded, first, we just confess, by his resurrection, he has overcome death, that he might make us partakers of the righteousness which he has obtained for us by his death. And so the resurrection is tied to the cross and his death. And his death and his life are what saves us. Notice in particular, the Catechism says, focuses on being made partakers of the righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of Christ was accomplished by his life. He lives. And so his righteousness is still being applied to us. We are found righteous in Christ. Christ ever lives and makes intercession for us. He has obtained for us in his death both freedom from the wrath of God, deliverance, redemption, and righteousness. And so we now have the benefits of the resurrection of Christ. We are forgiven of our sins. We're declared righteous before sight. We have the righteousness of Christ that is our righteousness. Secondly, in this life, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he has raised us as well in Christ to a new life. We call that being born again, born from above, regeneration, becoming new creatures in Christ. The Holy Spirit works, who is sent by the Son, the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit now renews us, brings us to life, if you will, resurrects dead people to walk in newness of life. And so the resurrection of Christ is tied with our regeneration. And thirdly, the Catechism says that the resurrection of Christ is a sure pledge of our blessed resurrection. And so the resurrection of Christ is the surety of our glorification, of eternal life both now and throughout eternity. That death is not the final victor, but Christ is. And that we in Christ enjoy that hope that we talked about last week, the hope of the resurrection, as we look forward to the return of Christ, and as we said, that he may judge the living and the dead in question 46. So then the question then focuses on, well, what about his ascension? What do we understand by that? What do we mean when we say that Jesus ascended into heaven? And the answer is that he was physically, in the sight of his disciples, he was taken up into heaven. And there, notice the statement, and continues there in our behalf. He is our mediator. And his kingdom, his mediatorial kingdom, is reigning over all things right now. He is not waiting to reign, but he is reigning. He continues there in our behalf until he comes again to judge the living and the dead. So then the question arises, well, how is it possible for him to be in heaven and yet for him to be with us here on earth? For he promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. So how do we relate to, how do we reconcile those two? And the answer is, because he's God, he's everywhere present. And so therefore, he is with us. And yet at the same point in time, because he is man, he's the God-man, he is bodily in heaven and not with us. And so how, again, is that the struggle with that, trying to, how do you understand it? Question 48 says, how is it these two natures of Christ, his divinity, his Godhead, and his humanity, how are they separated or not separated? It says, if the manhood is not wherever the Godhead is, stop and think about it. While Christ was here on earth, he was also where he was not physically. In other words, he was in Palestine, but as God, he was everywhere present at the same time as God. God doesn't change. And so, just like then, so now, though the man, Christ Jesus, is in heaven, yet he is everywhere present as God. And so, it says, I like that statement where it talks about his Godhead, question 47, according to his Godhead, majesty, grace, and spirit, he is at no time absent from us. He is personally united as man and God, and he is with us, and his spirit is with us. And again, his promise that he will never leave us or forsake us is great comfort to us today. Amen. Amen.